Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways, the third live hour on July 31st, 2016. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We're getting into the subjects that I've been setting the table for, and concerning the bioterrorism, food, development of the new brain matrix, and the aspects of the new cosmic law for the control of outer space warfare. We have Maggie from Texas. Hello, Maggie. Thanks for calling.
Shirley, I heard you briefly mention the Krebs cycle. Could you please go into the importance of that and what it is briefly? The reason I ask is that I very recently read a newsletter from the new Dell Medical School in Austin, and there was a message from the director, I guess you call it, president, and he mentioned the Krebs cycle as specifically as something that took a lot of time and effort to learn, and the kind of things that he didn't think modern-day medical students should bother with. So that aroused my curiosity.
Yeah, that's true. The biochemistry of the Krebs cycle is covers approximately 2,800 pages in a biochemical medical book. And that's why I have it in chloramine cause health damage. The Krebs cycle is based on its face, the determination of isolating out various toxins in the body. Now that's not a simple thing. This is why most supplements and most vitamins and most tinctures, there are several tinctures that can work, don't begin to touch the Krebs cycle. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. The change of nitrogen and ammonia is key to the survival of the body. When the government decided in 1941 to begin using chloramine in the water on experiments for human beings, which they did all over the world, and I have all of those medical studies. The key for determination of a person's length of life is based upon the liver. Everybody says, well, the liver takes care of your toxins. No, yes, it does, but it does not do it completely unless you have the various forms of amino acid arginines with the ammonia to be broken off to make another toxin that can be more easily metabolized and changed into a non-toxin system for the kidneys. Because the glomeruli of the kidney is doing its own isometric exercise of electrons. This is what is called electrophysicity. You cannot have that electron within that non-toxic byproduct from the liver unless the Krebs cycle, which is covering 108 enzymes in the body, to be created into the liver and to be able to change that toxin to a less toxin compound. You cannot do that unless you can take a nitrogen from one of the molecules and put it somewhere else. That's the Krebs cycle. In order to discover the Krebs cycle requires, if you were to look at the chemistry of it, it would take a map, a biochemical map, the size of 3.5 feet long and 2 feet wide on the bulletin board. And on that map would be the Krebs cycle of 16,007 enzymes in the liver to do what I just said, to change that water into non-toxic.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's an important question. It's your life depends on it. And another thing, when the science technology czar started on population control with Dr. Ehrlich years ago, and they wrote, you know, intense information on this, on population bomb and the whole aspect of it, to put the sterlins in the drinking water, which were the bromides and the formation of the nitrogen chlorides, it was to change the Krebs cycle. That's why when Dr. John Holden, who is a science and technology czar, he does not appear in person anymore in front of the Senate subcommittees or the House committees. He does it by webcam. There's a reason for that, because they are wiser now to realize the depopulation plan for depopulating the people. And so they always ask him for various charts and things that are backing up things. In fact, they've gotten so simple about it, they say, well, did you really say that, even though they've got the information right in front of them? What they have in front of them, Maggie, is the chart reference for the Krebs cycle. And that was their whole thing. And you know what Dr. Holden says to them? Well, there are other ways to do it. He says that every other year in the Obama administration. Well, what the other ways to do it are is to block that nitrogen-based amine complex within the liver so it cannot convert the toxins to a non-toxic filtration. That's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you're asking the exact question. It was my whole thesis. I'm writing a complete book on the Krebs cycle. I'm going to blow it apart in terms of what's going on in medicine, what's going on in the global UN and determination of medicine for the 2030 Agenda 21, which is specific for challenging the water chemistry. That's what we've done on our BN, on our little modest show. If we've done nothing else, we've done a lot. And we couldn't do it for the UN to recognize that they have to cover their ass. Not to be, and I'm not politically correct, but that's the truth of it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Maggie.
I just wondered, maybe I've even asked this before, is there any way to purchase recordings of all of your programs from the beginning except the one that I understand is lost? I mean, I would pay for something like that.
I don't know. I think there is. I think the new archive streaming system has, they didn't tell me about it. Of course, my work is copyrighted, and I just don't know. I should know the answer to that, but I never get those communications for that. But I think there should be, you know.
Maybe you could find out, because I bet that there would be customers for that.
I'll check on it, Maggie. I definitely will. And I haven't talked with the higher-ups for 5 years, but they meet with me. But I'll be more than glad to do that. I will be more than glad to do that.
Okay.
You know my email,
thank you.
Don't you?
I do know your email. I haven't memorized it, but you've got it on your website.
Yeah, I've got it on the website. Okay, Maggie, good question, and keep focused on the Krebs cycle. And we'll unfold some real-world stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The whole process I want to get back on the second hour mention of what Uncle Tim has asked me to do to come back aboard on the food terror, food supply threats, and this is beyond threats. The food supply contamination and the deadly toxins that are planned that I will not talk about, but by ISIS and Al Qaeda. I'll tell you the irony of that. Remember the time when Obama said, "Well, the JV team, ISIS everything, it's just a serendipity, it's just a chance." But my briefings, my top-level briefings to have this assignment are such that was the same day that it was determined that, yes, there could be a real-world threat to the food supply. And the new regulation that's been issued by the Federal Drug Administration is requiring now all the food-related facilities to have food defense plans to prevent the international adulteration of food. And under the new rule, manufacturers must identify any vulnerability in their manufacturing process that attackers can exploit in some way to introduce contaminants. And this requires manufacturers to implement this what's called mitigation strategy, such as having a buddy system whereby they're going to have two employees monitor each other's activities to minimize that chance of the foreign substance being introduced. I think that's a good plan, but I think our day of America being naive, America's over as far as a nice picket fence and rose-covered garden. We have people who come into this country that are not monitored. They don't have public health access. That's why I'm talking about the antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And the concept of there's no monitoring of the bacterial content of the people coming into this country. They get into the food supply chains at these chicken factories or other processes. Everybody in the corporations, they want the green card, cheap labor, which is why they want immigration. They don't want their workers checked for health process. They better. That's number one. Number two, how do you know that the buddy system is coming in, the person next to you is from X country, that is some kind of sleeper terrorist mentality that is going to let some pass on that food line? Food technology is very sophisticated. It's run by computers, for God's sakes, in terms of the developmental system, what's in the food, how many volumes you had. It's automated. They're not going to have the basic workers. It's already happening in the farms. It's automated farms. And in terms of the fact that your food supply begins with the water into the soil, who's monitoring that except the Weather Bureau has all of the charts in terms of how the water migration in the soil is occurring to make the farmer more productive. But who's monitoring the weather chart? See, you have to monitor three spots, in my opinion, and that's what I'm saying to Trump. Go after him, buddy. Regulate the hell out of them. Monitor everybody. Take a shot. Take their DNA. Take the blood supply. Change the clinical medical system to be able to test it. And number three, be able to determine who's that buddy that's next to that food line that's into the food supply, and we're worried and taking the honor system. Chickens are not even monitored unless every 4 months. And what about the wheat and the process? And people say, "Well, I want gluten and free product." because that hurts you. No, I can't handle it. Well, the reason you can't handle it is because your immune system is compromised. And how in the hell did that happen? That happened because the matrix of the protein alpha bank betrayal, it's called a betrayal number 3 in unsaturated fatty acids, was part of a regulation knowing that it would change your immune system, that would cause the water system to affect Maggie's question, the Krebs cycle. And that's what I infer totally in chloramine cause health damage. That's the real world. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the thing you can talk about, oh, I don't like the way they talk or anything. You don't know. Hillary's laughing all the way to the crematorium on this one. And she talks about it in the back room. Read the book Armageddon by Morris. She called him a dirty Jew when he was in the White House. He never forgot it. He was humiliated in front of women all the time in terms of her little clique. I'm going to spill the beans here, and I shouldn't say that. I told her to go to hell twice. I know more crap on this thing than I need to know in terms of the real world. It's showtime, you folks, trying to save your life. I got people that coming in on the prayer wheel in terms of the government killing their animals and their dairy farms and the whole process of the taking their land by eminent domain so that they can work on fracking. Guess who, Hillary Clinton lives in New York. You know, there's people out in New York who say, we're not going to have fracking. We listen to Parker Pathways, and we think you're a damn liar on it. They've told it to her face. Yeah. Yeah, there's more to this basket than meets the eye. And another thing. You have, at the restaurant trade shows today, you have the fact of the municipalities adding the chloramine to the distribution system in the place of chlorine to disinfect the water, okay? Now, that's their world. What about the food that you have at the restaurant? The ICE is called the Eco 03 ICE system to protect the making of the ICE. Once you change the temperature of the water by using ozone, we can cut that deep cleaning cycle ice machine maintenance in half, is the way they're working. That's why I recommend to the listeners the ozone faucet. But the whole thing comes down to the fact you change the temperature of the water to work it through. You are now accentuating the bacterial system to have antibiotic-resistant bacteria, the very thing that you're trying to prevent. So the chloramine series of new, what I call the activated carbon cartridge, which is more suitable, but it's not complete, to remove the chloramines from the water. The cartridge itself is self-cleaning, okay? But it's an ultrafiltration that ensures that what makes beverages, in other words, the people who drink sodas and other forms of beverage, you have to have water. It's made of water. People just seem to gloss over and just say, well, you know, as if it's a big damn piece of information they never heard in their life. You're drinking water. It's the thing is, you're drinking treated water. But who is on that production line in terms of, you saw the machinery and the technology for food, which is why I'm going into the invention class of writing patents on food technology. Because you have to have ways to safeguard the water in terms of making the beverage or placing it within the food itself. So that's why restaurants are going to have what is called a nutrient pollution system, which is going to change the cost of things, isn't it? Well, you know, they talk about, well, they're going to change the restaurant workers' salary higher. Well, of course, if you have Obamacare, you can't have over 50 people because you no longer are a small business. So, therefore, you're totally financially screwed there. That's why you think the restaurants are going automated, because of the thing. You have two or three servers that are good, that are trustworthy, that really want to be in business and are American citizens. And it turned into the process of thing, and the rest is all automated. Yeah, that's where we're heading, because your Thank you, Maggie. Your liver's at stake, and it's in chlorine and causes health damage. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and it's showtime.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Perfect Pathways, and there's a on the RBN homepage, there's chloramine causes health damage, and I talk about the Krebs cycle and give another reference to it. It's the exact amine change, but that is incredibly important. But the other aspect of the thing that I'm proposing is that, which is in chloramine causes health damage, which has caused the most consternation by the next United Nations secretary, who has declared that he's going to make a mission. And to suppress my suggestion, which is on the national stage. We have 13 states that are involved in recycled watering of various things, including having recycled water part of the drinking cycle, which is a terrible, terrible depopulation idea. And I think it's 19 states now that are from Parker Pathways, that are people that are going to city councils and the United Nations representative, calling out the city council of who is the United Nations representative on their staff. They make four times the money as the staff does, because the United Nations and the Obama administration gives them money, like in the sanctuary cities, to have those people on staff. But with the recommendations at the end of chloramine cause health damage, and I feel that bottled water under international treaty that we make, where we make international treaty on food technology, which we do, and they should have a black label. I consider water, in terms of its chemical constitution, as toxic. The owner of Crystal Geyser water brand, he just died recently. He had bought the Crystal Geyser in the 70s, worked it through, and built it to a tremendous company. And he always knew that that I knew the bottled water situation. He was very good at trying to keep his product good, and he did. He lived in Washington State. He flew, you know, to Northern California for the riparian streams, which he did with von Nestle in Germany, which made the Wall Street Journal when I first went on the air 9 years ago. It was 9 years ago I actually exposed this part. But I feel that the chemical content is, should be a black label. I consider that water should be under the control of what I recommend to Donald Trump as a special agency, to be taken out of the hands of the progressive, and I call them communists straight out, like the McCarthy days. You see the McCarthy days and things. No, they're real communists. Look how different. Bernie Sanders, nice guy, you know, coming in. You know, he had all those millions of votes. Well, those people, they wanted a free college education, development system, free health care. Hillary Clinton has on the platform that health care is a right. She created health care, and it turned into Obamacare, and her whole point was socialism. But it was measuring water at that time. And that was how I went against her on it. That was years ago. And so, you know, they talk about, well, the blacks are concerned again about having kidneys, and you've got over a million people, actually, that are waiting for kidneys. And so we have substitute kidneys that were being developed in hogs. And of course, the environmentalists say, we can't do that. Well, you know, fruitcakes and little boys and girls that want their safe zone in college today, who have no idea of American history. You can watch Waters World on Fox News, and you find that out damn fast. No, cupcakes, what's going on here is your life. Your beauty system is just cosmetics, and they're having their latest thing. And the young women today, they see babies as an accessory, and they have they don't realize that the population system and the breaking of the family is being used by food and water. See, that's the other reason for the politic of it. And that's the real world. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and it's showtime.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron.
This is Parker Perfect, Dr. Ron Parker, and I'm going to give you another version of an advance in water innovation. But first, before we do that, there's a Senate bill. There are two of them, actually. There's one in Senate Bill 43. It's called the Ethical Stem Cell Research Tax Credit Act. And it was submitted, actually, in 2015, but is still in committee. And here, the idea here is to amend the Internal Revenue Code to allow a tax credit for 30% of the qualified stem cell research expenses paid for in a taxable year. And this is for carrying out basic applied research to develop techniques in product testing and human clinical stem cells that result in improving treatments for diseases and adverse health conditions. And it prohibits the tax credit for, you know, creation of human embryo for human resources and, you know, and destruction of risk to a human embryo. And but see, in the United States of America, stem cell research on the high level is not legal. And, of course, it's legal if you have it done overseas and then bring in the cells that have been cultured in another country and you bring them in. And, of course, this all has to do with water because you have to have the basic structure of the water molecule in such a way that the stem cell cultivation can be programmed in such a way to grow for the tissue that you want it to have. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she knows, of course, my situation before I went into exposing the water contamination to decrease population in from chloramine before I went on air on RBN 9.5 years ago, close to 10 years now. So the idea was that I felt that there should be a tax exemption for the research to develop because it can create jobs for stem cell research system as part of the medical mainstream. She has gone to the extent in the platform system to make sure that there is not a tax credit for stem cells. I find it, that's her. That's a normal for her. If you look at her eyes closely, I don't have to tell you more. And the thing comes down to you can make your own conclusions and so forth, and thus be fair and all that BS that everybody tells you today. The real world never gets to you because everybody tells you that way. But see, when I first started, I always felt people were smarter than the government. I've always said that, and I know I'm true about that, you know. And so I'm just saying to you that you can have an exit tax for a company that's working it through, but you can't have a tax exemption for the advancement of science. So you pay for it. You know, so far it's been about $1.3 million for everything that's being done in terms of what I'm interested in stem cell for, you know, using the body as a test tube to save life and to try to grow telomeres on the end of the chromosome, which are really indicators of life itself, and these are result of DNA protein structures found on the end of each chromosome. And they protect the genome from such things as unnecessary recombination or interchromosome fusion or nucleocapsid degradation, and can be world-shaking. Because the Chinese have developed ways to use urine, trying to develop urine into brain cells, which they were very successful at in the year 2012. And the idea of course, in urine, you have all the byproducts that you've taken. In other words, you have the biometric products of the protein breakdowns of reconstituting your body every 28-day cycle. That's why I have the prayer wheel at 28 days. The idea of the urine, of course, is that matrix which is carrying that signal for all of your body metabolites. And, of course, if you take various drugs in terms, which is the increase of opiates, which is going on in the country today, it's a new testing system. Clinical technology is being invented to examine urine for various forms of what is, is called painkillers, which is actually, of course, and of course you've got the development that heroin is an epidemic. And so there's a development concept of a possible heroin vaccine. Now, all of this being taken is the real world. In other words, you've got people who are trying to develop brain cells from the after effects of the metabolites in the urine. Now, if the urine's in the water, then you have to have another way to have a formation water disinfection or sanitizing the water. The new paradigm is called quantum disinfection, and there the only way you can work this is to have an electric field, which is why General Electric is electrifying water as its advancement, which is really the right path to be on. Of course, I'm challenging their development in terms of the other way because they're buying the government paradigm on depopulation by leaving in certain electric light systems, which are electron changing, which is a new form of physics in quantum physics, so that that passes through into the water supply to be affecting various forms of the population for depopulation. So what we have here, we have, to me, a very brilliant person is Christian Chris in France, École des Salamandres. In the year 2008, was working with what's called an amorphous titanium dioxide. And it's deposited on the surface of silicon in order to make that active under the ultraviolet light or sunlight. That activation created what are called electron holes. And he has developed several patents on this and has been mentioned on the long list of the Nobel Prize. He was on the same list I was. So the thing comes out is the varieties of substance in the air, including that carbon dioxide and toluene and benzene, was experimented with in a very clever way. And what was he was getting into a field which we now call photocatalysis. Now, if you have light excitation with the UV or sunlight, which I've advocated from the first day I went on air, we need alternate technologies. We need disinfection of ultraviolet light at the headwaters. And that's where I was at the beginning when I first started my second, third week. My first week was with the interview with Professor Emoto in part Japanese on the use of the mind power thoughts to change the water molecule by the words love and gratitude. Of course, the word love today means something different. It means destruction, chaos, the god Salian, the Satan brothel love that Hillary worshipped coming in from Arkansas, which she still does. So the whole thing comes down to the solid-state device theory was something that Chris worked on. And so he started using a thin gold layer deposited on that on a very active surface, and then he started copper, and then he went to discovery of the biocidal properties of conductive properties of silver, and then by accident, one of the electron hole plates was left heated overnight, and that wasn't supposed to happen. And using aluminum catalyst, which supports the titanium oxide. And what has happened here is that he has been able to use the quantum disinfection, is what it's being called, because Escherichia coli is a bacteria from the human body that is being used for practically all tests, as all protein discoveries and DNA studies. So what he used in terms of putting it on the plate, he had a very high level of Escherichia coli put up into a peristaltic pump, and he ran the water through that small column of new electro system of aluminum catalyst, and then he measured with a photometer the bacteria reduction using the streak plating method. Now, the streak plating method is the one that's in favor, and it has been for years, and it turns, but it's a little different twist. He looked at the results and realized that the surface did not leach anything into the water. In other words, it was completely stable. So the more, furthermore, every time there was a peristaltic flow, the surface of that titanium had eliminated all the Ariesia coli passing over it. So then he researched for another 5 years, as you read his work, and has discovered that the quantum disinfection, instant bacterial elimination, through the attraction of electrons onto that surface, using no power, using nothing introduced in the water. In other words, he had solved something he did not realize that he had solved, and that's where I came in. He read my work and suddenly discovered that the water had its own electrol-based system, of which I am expanding on the disinfection electrolytic acid effects of polarization of water molecules and bacteria from the human body. So I contacted the Chinese and said, let us put your urine subjects in the polarization system for Chris. This is called combining prior art. And this is the thing that the Democrats don't understand. Let me put it to you this way. You see, I just read to you one of the future Nobel Prize inventions for the polarization electrification of water, which will eliminate the basic filters, which don't work at this time, because it's not the state of the art. And we have Obama who says, you can't, excuse me, I'm sorry, you can't do anything around on the earth unless you have help from other people. A lot of times it's from serendipity, it's from the genius of the person, it's an accident, it's a concept of the dream. This is how benzene was developed. This is the process of the periodic table was developed. There are very bright people. Nobody asks your skin color. Nobody asks what country you're from. It's a process of being into the environment to have that development. When Trump says he wants to make America great again, he is talking realistically about the concept of saying we've got to bring the manufacturing jobs back, we've got to do the rest. But, of course, you have to have ideas to be able to develop manufacturing to come back. So, and that is legitimate. That's one of the things which was a total shock in terms of the thing which finally reached the White House, one of my Parker Pathway shows, where it was talking about the idea of taking away the first to invent out of the American Invents Act, which the Vermont Senator Leahy was involved in. Now, the idea is here, most of these breakthroughs in water will come from the large corporations after they have been developed by other people. Now, the quantum disinfection services are being given review by the Environmental Protection Agency so that the EPA can validate Chris's work. And of course, the government can look at pending applications in special, but the public can't, and that's understandable. But you see, when the President of the United States says, well, you don't get anywhere without, you have somebody's help, and you have to think, well, that's true, that people will help you, and thank goodness for that. But the kind of help that he's talking about is a socialist bent within the process of that reality. In other words, his reality is based on the fact of a socialistic system. Now, if you take the development concept of the quantum of thought and place it within the discovery of the matrix of the water itself, which is called reimagining water. In other words, if you were to take that and place it within the act of observation of a subatomic particle, which is what we're dealing with, this goes back to Einstein and, of course, the Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger on the cat in terms of the duality of a universe that might not have existed, but you still see it. So, in other words, if you take the central mystery of the slit experiment, which is part of the quantum physics concept, you have where you can suggest a quantum object as an electron, and sometimes as a particle, you see, but sometimes as a wave. So we decide which one that is. We decide. There is your situation, sir. So in other words, if you had a standard cosmological picture where you had stars and galaxies are sown in early universe in tiny quantum fluctuations, which is why I read that to you from the Wall Street Journal in the first hour on the development of the concept of creation. And well, you have the quantum fluctuation of density of matter, but the standard quantum theory doesn't allow it. In other words, particles can localize spontaneously, and they can form that cluster that ultimately can give rise to these large structures. You can have a location of an individual particle, but the observer can localize them in any one place with no structures forming at all. Guess what the structure is in the form of the quantum of solidarity? It's the water molecule. That's what Dr. John Holden was talking about, an out-of-control population. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Very quickly, the idea of water reuse treatment systems has its own codes. In other words, you can have what's called the NSF codes. There's one's called 350-1, which is an on-site residential commercial gray water treatment system for subsurface discharge, is its title. Now, since the United Nations says that you can't own rainwater or even the runoff of the water from your farm or from your home, because that belongs to the United Nations. At the same time, under the democratic system, the Democrats are running, of course, they've buried the water in terms of things we use as of the World War III water paradigm, and that's understandable. But the idea is that the water's reused, and in terms of the what's called the influent concentration, which can have nitrogen base and coliforms and temperature and pH variabilities to be run by a code from the United States, but owned by the United Nations. So in other words, you can have a reuse system for gray water, an application of around 1,500 gallons per day, as a possible range for you to use, but the gray water is part from your washing machine or your washing clothes or you're doing even your dishes. Like if you have the promotion of a good dishwasher and they use a different and a simulated gray water for laundry and even bathing, there are subjects out now where the things are certain parts of your body that you cannot when you're bathing or taking a shower, that you're not to excite the epithelium because of the new bacteria that have been lodging in your body as a result of contaminated food, which goes into, if you will, the Krebs cycle and of the liver, and because you could develop other ways to have the chemicals in the water go through the glycerin of your skin. Of course, breathing the water is another paradigm of the reusable water system that needs to be instrumentized. And, of course, the new sensors that are being set for the flower, for the shower head, are to monitor these things. And so, to put it in perspective, you are already being monitored and charged by real money for metering your water, metering your gas, metering your electricity. At the same time, new forms of energy system for the grid to control the water supply for the power is where the Russians and the Israelis are going in their research. This is the real world. And how that affects your body in the terms of your chromosomes in the real world, what you eat and what you think, is part of the Brain Project, of which I'm one of the advisors. It's been wonderful having you with us for this 3 hours. We covered what we need to. We had more to cover. We'll see you on the next time of Parker Pathways next week, 10 to 1 Central Time, with blessings from above and the listeners, which I totally appreciate. I want to thank my producer for real and support RBM. And please pay attention to our patriots out here. We need to make America great again. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathway.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
This is for